Talk about the first of all. How'd the off week treat you? You know, did it come at a good time for the team?
Oh, I think so. It was nice to get a little bit of a rest, both physical and mental. Got to go home for a couple of days, Friday and Saturday. Kind of get your reevaluate how you've been working, how the team's been working, and refocus for the last 8 weeks of the conference season. So it's been good.
You had 5 years, or 4 years, I'm sorry. This is your 5th year.
Yeah.
4 years watching Ryan. Is at any point were you thinking, God, I could be a pundit at Warburg, or I could be a pundit at you and I, or you know, something like that? And you have any, I'm going to get the hell out of here and go play this game?
Not really. I mean, I've enjoyed every moment of being here at Iowa, just the coaches and the atmosphere, and there's no disrespect to any of those Division III Iowa Conference schools. Great schools, but you want to play it, challenge yourself to play at the best, the highest level, and I always knew I could do it, so that's kind of was my thinking.
Mm-hmm. How do you keep the eye, you know, the focus on the goal? You know, you just know you have this year, and you work your way to that because, you know, that's a long time to wait.
It's just perseverance. I mean, that's you just got to keep working, keep hammering. Coach Doyle and Coach Ferentz, break the rock, the motto of the program. Mm-hmm. You just got to keep hammering away because you never know when it'll break.
Coach Ferentz keeps talking about how you have improved. Where'd you start, and can you kind of compare it to your road to where you are now? When you first got here, what was your running like?
Well, it was inconsistent. Like most freshmen are pretty inconsistent. You know, it's just a change from high school to college. I'd say I always treat myself as like a developmental player. And I've always just tried to continue to improve, you know. I'd occasionally hit a nice punt, but compared to now, it's just night and day, I think.
Really? When did you think the light went on?
Well, really, probably the lowest of lows was the spring game in, I think it was 09, where, you know, we did some live simulated stuff, and, you know, I could barely line up and shanked a couple punts, and that really, sometimes you have to hit the bottom to reach the top of the mountain, so hopefully I'm on the way up.
Does this game, this Penn State, you know, Adrian blocking the punt a few years ago, does this game kind of bring home the importance of special teams? Play like that, which clearly flipped that game. Does it bring up, you know, I mean, I know you think everyone's important.
I don't think, you know, special teams are critical in every game, so it just comes out to who can execute better, and really special teams comes down to attitude and effort, and as long as you bring those two components, then you should be good to go.
How did Iowa find you? Or did you find Iowa? Sometimes it works that way.
I think my high school coach at the time knew Coach Morgan, and you know, I was All-State a couple years, so I had some recognition, and I sent him my tapes. And then they kind of talked to me in January, my senior year, and wondered if I was interested in walking on, so I visited, and it turned out that way.
Do you realize Iowa is the fourth in the country in net punting?
That's really just a credit to look at the guys on the punt team. You got just great athletes that work their butt off to get down and cover the punts. That's really what it comes down to.
Are you, every time you're lining up back there, are you being instructed to punt a different way? Are you supposed to have to go high sometimes? Do you line drive sometimes?
I'd say it's really up to me. I mean, it really depends on the situation, where we're on the field. The wind really dictates a lot as far as, you don't want to be punting into the wind. As you want to use it to your advantage as much as you can. So that's really, I just have a plan, something in my head that how I want to execute it every time I go out there.
So in other words, the coaches give you a lot of freedom then, as far as like when you are out there.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, I'd say so.
So, I mean, as you said, you're so nervous in that spring game you could hardly punt. Now you're, I mean, leading the Big Ten in punting. I mean, how do you make that transition?
It just comes down to repetition, a lot of work on the mental side of things, visualization, and really just putting in the work. You gain confidence from the work you put in, and if you know you've done the work, that's where the confidence comes from, the ability to perform. So.